When the English Civil War began in 1642, the country did not divide cleanly into two simple camps. There was no single moment when every household, town, county, or family decided where it stood. The conflict emerged gradually from years of distrust, religious anxiety, constitutional disagreement, financial pressure, and political miscalculation. By the time King Charles I raised his royal standard at Nottingham on August 22, 1642, England had already been living through a deepening national crisis. The sight of the king calling his subjects to arms made the rupture visible, but it did not create the division. That division had been developing for years. The labels most commonly used for the opposing sides were royalists and parliamentarians. Royalists supported the king and were often called cavaliers, a term that suggested elegance, aristocratic confidence, and sometimes reckless pride. Parliamentarians supported the authority of Parliament and were later associated with the nickname Roundheads, probably because some Puritan apprentices and London supporters wore their hair cut shorter than the fashionable curls favored by courtiers. These names became memorable, but they could also be misleading. Not every royalist was a wealthy nobleman on horseback. Not every parliamentarian was a stern, plainly dressed Puritan. England's civil war was fought by people whose motives were often complicated, personal, and shaped by local circumstances. At the heart of the conflict stood a basic question. How should England be governed? Charles I believed deeply in the sacred authority of monarchy. He did not regard kingship as a temporary political office or a contract that could be easily renegotiated. To him, the king stood at the center of the nation's legal and religious order. Parliament had an important role, especially in granting taxation and advising the crown, but it was not sovereign. Charles viewed many of Parliament's demands as dangerous intrusions into royal prerogatives. If a king surrendered too much authority, he feared that government itself would collapse into faction, disorder, and rebellion. Many members of Parliament saw the issue differently. They did not necessarily begin as enemies of monarchy. In fact, most parliamentarians initially claimed that they were defending the proper constitution of England rather than trying to overthrow the king. They believed that Charles had allowed royal government to become arbitrary. His attempts to raise money without parliamentary approval, his use of unpopular courts, his support for religious reforms that appeared dangerously close to Catholicism, and his determination to silence opposition had created profound suspicion. Parliamentarians argued that the king was not above the law. The liberties of the kingdom, they insisted, could not depend entirely on the goodwill of one monarch. This disagreement had become especially intense during the period known as the Personal Rule, when Charles governed without Parliament from 1629 to 1640. For 11 years, the king tried to manage the kingdom through existing royal powers. He expanded the collection of ship money, a levy traditionally associated with coastal defense, and imposed it more widely across the country. He supported the religious policies of William Laud, the Archbishop of Canterbury, whose emphasis on ceremonial worship, church order, and clerical authority angered many Protestants. To critics, Laud's reforms seemed to move the Church of England away from the Protestant Reformation and toward the rituals of Roman Catholicism. Even when that fear exaggerated the Archbishop's intentions, it was politically explosive. The crisis sharpened after Charles attempted to impose a new prayer book on Scotland. Scottish resistance led to the bishops' wars, and the king's financial weakness forced him to summon Parliament again in 1640. The resulting Long Parliament moved aggressively against the structures of personal rule. It abolished several royal courts, attacked the king's ministers, and impeached figures associated with unpopular government. Thomas Wentworth, Earl of Strafford, one of Charles's strongest advisers, was executed in 1641 after Parliament pressed for his removal.